This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in Israel on Friday the war in Gaza will transition to a new phase focused on precise targeting of the Hamas leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
Israel has come under increasing global pressure to reduce civilian casualties in an offensive that has killed almost 19,000 Palestinian civilians since the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. The Israel-Hamas war has upended the lives of foreign health workers at medical facilities in Gaza, among them Indonesians at the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. VOA's Yuni Salim has more.
The Israeli military has provided evidence showing Hamas using hospitals to conceal their activities, including through a network of underground tunnels. One political analyst told VOA that staffers at Gaza hospitals might not be actively colluding with Hamas or aware of Hamas activities near the facilities. The Indonesian hospital in Gaza has been in operation since 2016. But according to hospital workers, the fighting has left it so damaged, it may never open again. Yuni Salim, VOA News, Washington.
A Dutch court on Friday dismissed demands by human rights groups to block the Dutch government from exporting F-35 fighter jets to parts to Israel, which they said were enabling war crimes committed in the besieged Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Poland's prime minister and a top EU leader say that the European Union will by year's end transfer to Poland the first 5 billion euros in funding that was frozen over democratic backsliding under the previous government in Warsaw. The 5 billion euros is part of a larger block of money that was held up due to laws passed by the previous National Conservative government in Warsaw that eroded the independence of judges. The EU deemed them a violation of the democratic separation of powers. Brazil's Congress on Thursday overturned a presidential veto on a bill to limit indigenous land claims, setting up a likely clash at the Supreme Court. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's veto in October was supported by indigenous groups. While the bill, which limits claims to ancestral lands where indigenous people lived in 1988, had the backing of Brazil's powerful farm lobby. Lawmakers from both chambers voted overwhelmingly to overturn Lula's veto. Indigenous leaders and advocates gathered in the capital, Brasilia, to protest Congress's decision. They say protecting their lands is the best way to preserve the Amazon rainforest, which scientists say is crucial to curbing climate change.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Britain's Prince Harry has won his phone hacking lawsuit against a British tabloid publisher and was awarded $180,000, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Justice Timothy Fancourt in the High Court found that phone hacking was widespread and habitual at Mirror Group newspapers over many years. He says private investigators were used substantially and were an integral part of the system to gather information unlawfully. Outside the court, Harry's attorney, David Sherborne, read a statement from the Prince.
Today is a great day for truth, as well as accountability. The court has ruled that unlawful and criminal activities were carried out at all three Mirror Group newspaper titles.
Charles de Ledesma, London.
Chinese President Xi Jinping called for an all-out emergency response as a cold wave extended its grip over China on Friday, with temperatures falling below freezing across most of the country and snowfall affecting transport in many places. Temperatures were expected to drop to below minus 40 degrees Celsius in parts of the northwest and northeast, according to forecasts from China's National Meteorological Center. Xi said heavy rain and snow in many parts of the country had affected power supplies, transport, and people's lives, the official Xinhua news agency reported. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.